Wungarali Majinu. This is Breakfast with Lish Vaya on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
Movember. If you have a great neighbour with a mower and the get up and go to get up and mow, then you need to nominate them for Movember. And many of you have. We have had so many wonderful nominations, including Phil, who is a nominee. Morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Let's talk about your love of mowing. Where do you mow? Where's your patch?
My patch is in Chifley. I mow my neighbours' front and back yards. There's two of them. Across the road, we've got a green belt, and we've got about 100 bollards, you know, all the way down the opposite part of the street. And I mow both sides of that to about a metre the other side, so the big mowers can come straight in and cut.
Ah, see, this is fantastic. So not only do you mow your neighbour's lawn, you also do a strip right across the Chifley Oval as well, so that another neighbour, I understand, who has difficulty walking, can get to the shops for a coffee.
Yeah, the superhighway's been going for about 12 years now. And so Rick can get up to have a coffee. It's the first time we've seen him yesterday. It's the first time he's been up in 6 months.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? He didn't get bogged going across the oval?
No, it's pretty good at the moment. The rain's eased off a bit.
So the superhighway, is that just, you just mow a little strip the length of the oval? Because has the oval, the Chifley Oval, not been mown by ACT government?
They turned up on Monday and mowed for the first time in a little while.
So I
cut a strip about a metre wide all the way up, and that probably gets trimmed every couple of weeks.
Phil, why do you do it?
Just for the community good.
Yeah.
We can't use the... It's pretty hard for my neighbour to walk up the footpath because the bike's come down that quick and he's got pushed over once, and we mow that for him so he can walk up, and all the people use it now as well. They all call it the superhighway.
So Fabric, let's talk mowers. Are you a push mower, electric mower?
I'm a push mower.
Okay, yeah. See, this is the thing, isn't it? When you pull that this starter, what are we calling it?
A handle?
Do we just call it a handle? Thanks. When you pull the handle, does it set all sort of emotions rolling, Phil?
I just love to do it. Yeah, you know, like it's
good on you.
I had a couple of new knees put in last year, and so it just helps me do a bit of walking and a bit of thinking by yourself.
Yeah, and the smell of grass and the little bit of petrol from the mower. It's the olfactory as well as just the generosity. Phil, consider yourself a winner of Movember. Nominee, yes, but everyone's a winner that is involved in Movember. Thank you for doing it from behalf of all the folk that nominated you. And let me tell you, there were several.
All right, thank you very much.
Good job. That there, right. Phil, yes, Movember winner. You don't even need to have a moustache to be a winner of Movember. We're wrapping it up. It's just the mower, MOW. November. Paul Sloan, he works at Pegasus, which is Riding for the Disabled of the ACT, and also nominated for Movember. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I understand you do a lot of the mowing around around Pegasus. What got you started?
I started with Pegasus a bit over 15 years ago. I was put out with a disability pension. I've got several different things going on, so I needed something to fill my time. My mother suggested to me that I do some charity work, so that's what got me going. I went to a Pegasus Open Day and saw what they were about. I started there doing gardening for a year or two and then branched out from there. So, I've been there a long time.
Oh, fantastic. And now part of it is mowing, but obviously part of it is just being part of that Pegasus community as well, and much loved.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you love about being out there?
Oh, there's lots of things. The kids. I work with kids in classes. Just the property itself. It's a beautiful place. The people you work with. All the volunteers. There's so much to get from Pegasus as well as give.
And how's the lawn looking at the moment? All the grass around? I mean, the horses can eat a little bit of grass. I mean, they are the original mowers.
They can. We've got 100 acres. We've only got 19 horses. So we've got a lot more grass than we've got horses to eat them, unfortunately, at the moment. But we've got a lot of grass, that's for sure.
It's like painting the Harbour Bridge. Are you just constantly on the mower? Is it a ride-on, Paul?
Well, we've got all sorts of mowers. We've got gardens internally, so sometimes we need the hand mowers and sometimes we need the slasher if we're out in the paddocks, and then we need the ride-on mower if we're doing out the front. So, yeah, as you said, it's a continuous job. Never stops.
Never stops. Well, congratulations. Another fine winner for Movember.
Thank you very much.
That's Paul Sloan, who works at Pegasus, with the Riding for the Disabled, another fine, worthy winner of Movember. Many others that were nominated, and also, you know, just live in the knowledge in your heart. We've got husbands, which I really love. We had Marianne, who nominated a husband for Michael for November. He works as a full-time gardener and house cleaner, but still helps the neighbours around just by mowing and gardening for them when he's got the mower out. Also, we haven't been able to get in touch with Alan from Dunlop, but Alan was nominated several times for keeping the paths and parks and nature strips really short with his regular lawn mower, mowing around the area. Very well known around. But I mean, if you wanted to let Alan know that we gave him an award, an honorary award for Movember. I tell you what, Movember, we have another nominee coming to us. Paul Reynolds was nominated by Merin. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Mish. How are you?
Well, very well. I hear you are quite prone to taking the mower out for a walk in the backyard and beyond.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we're lucky enough to live on the verge of one of Canberra's beautiful reserves. But this year, the grass has just been out of control and it's taken a real effort to keep it under down to a decent length.
So how do you go? How do you mow? Do you just take it out the back fence? Is that how close you are to the reserve?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so I mow, we're on the corner block, so I kind of have to mow two sides. But then I also mow the neighbours on either side as well.
Where do you stop, Paul?
That's like Forrest Gump, you know, where he gets on his mower and he just doesn't stop. He just keeps on going and going.
What about, see, this is what I'm hearing is I know the ACT government are really struggling to get around because it just literally is growing beneath their feet as soon as they've gone over it. How often do you do this? And is there enough applause for you? Is it getting a Movember nomination enough to let you continue?
Look, me and my trusty steed, President Mobama, as I call him, my ride-on mower. Look, we try and do our bit to keep it down because the mowers just can't keep up. Actually, funnily enough, my phone, you know, it generates those photos. Now, this time 2 years ago, you were doing this, which is normally a bit of a curse because it's a skinnier, healthier me that it likes to rub in my face. But on this occasion, it showed me a picture of the lawn from this time 2 years ago, and it was the bushfire smoke and it was dry as a biscuit. And the contrast between the two now is just astounding.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, Paul, congratulations. The third nominee for Movember, you get an award. I am going to make some little awards up with a bit of fake grass cut down to a very, you know, look, it'll be coming your way soon. But thank you for your commitment to Canberra and lawns.
Thank you, Mr. Mowadol. I've got it.
Bye. Paul Reynolds, Mr. Mowadol on President Obama.